This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator, Terry Pluto. The NBA has agreed on a plan to restart the season that was halted by the coronavirus pandemic in March. 22 teams will compete at Disney World in Orlando, beginning in August. But the Cleveland Cavaliers, last place in the Eastern Conference, are among the 8 teams that didn't qualify. Terry, you believe the Cavs should still somehow get a chance to play.
In the NBA season, after it's over, there usually is a thing called the Summer League. It's in Las Vegas part of the time. And primarily it's with teams where they bring some of their rookies in and they have kind of younger players. It's a development thing. Well, the 8 that are left out, they're already working on putting together something like that. So they will at least play some basketball.
There's talk about the next season starting late because of the pandemic, not until December 1st.
Right. So you would be going from the middle of March to December sometime, and even December 1st is kind of nebulous, it could be later, without playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is an athlete wants to wait 8 months to play. The coaches will go crazy because they don't like the idea of those guys being on their own for that long. And yeah, you can come and work out, but you know, you want to have them working out under your eye. And frankly, with the pandemic, J.B. Bickerstaff also said, he goes, you know, we just don't want our guys going to any old gym. So that's what the Cavs are working on. Because you go back and they started the season and they had Darius Garland was starting at 19 years old. Colin Sexton was starting at 20 years old. And they had a rookie named Kevin Porter Jr. playing a lot at 18 years old. Then they had made a mistake with the head coach, John Beilein. Remember, the college coach from Michigan came here. And it was so bad that he resigned at midseason.
It seems like forever ago that all that happened. But when J.B. Bickerstaff came in as coach, he had only played 11 games with the Cavs before the season was halted. And they were 5-6.
5-6 after being just the biggest joke in the NBA before. By the way, a good thing that the NBA did come up with is they froze the order for the lottery, you know, losing all the games, you know, who gets the most ping pong balls.
For the draft.
The draft. So the Cavs get the second most ping pong balls. So they had a shot at the first pick. So they were happy about that. They did throw the 8 that got kicked out are getting more ping pong balls.
Okay.
But they want to be on the floor. And I think the NBA knows this. With baseball doing nothing.
Still arguing.
And even if they finally get playing, they've done such a poor job of PR.
Right.
It's wide open for us. You know, the NFL owns the main field. But there's still a bunch of programming for during the week and everything else that if we can get our games on there, and even if we're putting, and guess what? Here we are from Salt Lake City, the Cavaliers and the Detroit Pistons, and you're going to see the young stars of the future. I mean, you could just see them selling this.
I can see a lot of people watching these basketball games.
Sure they will. That's critical because everyone knows that come next year, maybe the NFL is the exception again because they always seem to be bulletproof on what happens. But when it comes to selling tickets for 2021, baseball's going to have a hard time. The NBA's going to have a hard time. And so you want your fan base to be engaged in your team and to think it's worth some sort of investment. And you also want those TV ratings up high. It's marketing, but it's also just, it's accepting reality. To me, the NBA accepted the reality in the COVID world and baseball didn't.
So 17 games left was what the Cavs had on the schedule, mm-hmm. And you think they will get the chance to play them?
Yes, and it won't count for anything, but they'll play some sort of games. They'll practice a lot. In the meantime, you're watching, if you're the Cavaliers, you're watching the playoffs on at night and say, as J.B. Bickerstaff said, 22 teams, we got left out. He goes, if they have another party next year, we want to go. We want to be good enough to get into that because while the regular playoff field is 16, I got a feeling they're going to expand it. You know, if this 22-team thing works out fairly well, it may be that, you know, you have a play-in to the playoffs, you know, whatever gimmicks you could get. But that's something you want to sell to your players.
So basketball is coming back, and the Cavs deserve a place on the court this summer.
Yeah, even if they have to make it up on their own and do it away from the main party. They want to have their own party somewhere else.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.